speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Do you have internet? And do you use internet? I remember whenever we were hearing about internet, the World Wide Web, and how that it just didn't make any sense to me, how that we would be able to connect with people in our neighborhood, much less throughout the entirety of the world. And I remember whenever we first got our first internet, it was dial-up, and you had to you had to set up the computer to where it would call through the phone system, but whenever you did, then you heard all these different odd sounds as it was connecting to the World Wide Web, and it was slower than pond water rolling uphill backwards. And then I remember that we went to, if memory serves me correct, it was DSL. And in that, it was just amazing how quick it was able to connect and how that we were able to respond to various things. And, of course, they continue to just build out time and time again. Not only do most of us have internet in our home, we even have it on our mobile devices. Anywhere we go, we're able to connect into the internet. How do you feel about the World Wide Web? Some people are for it, and as they say, some are against it. And in that, if you're for it, I believe that you see the positives that we can have as a result of having the ability to connect with people all over the world. If you're against it, chances are maybe you've just never tried it, or maybe you're looking at it from the negative things that being a part of the World Wide Web can oftentimes have with it. Are you on Facebook or some other type of social media? I know, just looking out amongst our number today, that many of you are on Facebook. Why? Because I'm connected with you as a friend. Today, I want us to look at social media. I want us to look at it from a biblical standpoint. Even though the World Wide Web is not mentioned verbatim in the Scripture, I believe that we can find some principles that will help us to understand as Christians how we are to look at social media and being a part of the World Wide Web. Friends, whenever we think in regard to social media, I believe that it plugs us into the entirety of the world. The world was created by our God for mankind's inhabitants. From the alignment of the earth in the solar system, I believe that we see the existence of God, but also that positioning puts us and gives us the perfect environment for our inhabitants are being able to dwell here or live here upon the face of the earth. The earth itself, the makeup of the earth, what we find in regard to the way in which God has created the earth is that the earth brings forth vegetation for us. Hence, we need that for our survival. The trees produce oxygen. Again, that's needed in order for you and me to sustain life here. God has created the earth in order for you and me to be able to inhabit it, in order for us to be able to dwell or to live here. There are indeed some amazing things associated with this world. Taking into consideration the relationship that you and I are able to have with each other. We are blessed to be able to have a family, a physical family that we love and to be loved by. In like figure, we're able to have a spiritual family that we love and also that they love us. What a blessing this is to our life. We're able to connect with others in life and to have friendships that certainly we value and that we treasure continually throughout the existence of our time. There are also, though, some just amazing things that the world itself has to offer. If you travel, you know what it is that I'm talking about. There are just some beautiful places here in the United States. Here even in Tennessee, I believe that we have one of the most beautiful states that the nation has to offer. And if you're able to travel abroad, then you've been able to see what the rest of the world, or at least in part, has to offer. God has given us just an amazing place to live while we are here upon the face of the earth. But in the same figure, while I think about the positive things that we see in the world, the devil uses worldly allurements to tempt every single one of us. He will take the things that maybe aren't so bad and he will twist them to get you and me to do things that we ought not to do or even to think about things that we shouldn't be thinking about. Take into consideration, this is one of my favorite times of the year. Why? Because it is warming up. We no longer have to worry about these. We've got some cold snaps, but we no longer have to worry about all of these long, long days of cold winter weather. And you might say, Kevin, quit crying. You're here in Tennessee. It's not that bad. But still, at the same time, it gets cold in the wintertime, and I don't like that. So I like this time of the year. But you know, even though it's warming up, I dread what's coming. Not so much the heat. I like the heat, but it also will cause some to dress in immodest ways and bring forth temptations. And hence, Satan is using something that we would look at as good, and he's trying to allure us into the temptatious ways that are present in and through our life here. And God wants His children, Christians, to avoid all of the evil, all of the worldly things that would be classified as ungodly. You say, Kevin, how does all this connect into the World Wide Web and into social media? Technology, I believe, can make or break us. For those who are in the business world, I believe that you understand that it will help to make you or even break you whenever it comes to being able to be successful in your business adventures. But from a personal standpoint, individually, what it is that we do with technology, more specifically with the World Wide Web, Internet, or social media, can make or break us in regard to our relationship with our God. Social media allows us to connect with other people. It gives us a way to stay in touch with family, friends, as well as even brethren. Living out of the state where we are originally from, Dawn and I, from the state of Indiana, we are able to connect with our parents. Of course, we call them and talk with them over the telephone, but as interesting as it is, whenever we were home about a year, year and a half ago, I found that Mom and Dad were using these tablets and getting on Facebook and things of that nature. So every morning now, to start my day, I find my mother has usually sent me some sort of a message on Facebook to help encourage me, and hence I respond to her on Facebook. So we communicate with our parents as well as with our siblings, and it also gives us a connection even with people maybe that we've met throughout the course of our life here, people that we've gone to high school with. I enjoy that so much, to be able to connect with these people that I graduated with 30 years ago this year. That's just amazing to me that I've been out of school that long, but to be able to find these people on the Internet or people that we've gone to college with, to be able to reconnect with these people or even our brothers and sisters in Christ, not only here stateside, but friends, it opens up opportunities for us to even meet people universally. On the World Wide Web, specifically in regard to Facebook, I feel blessed to be able to have friends from Korea. One individual I met while doing mission work over in New Zealand. And whenever I came home from New Zealand in 2008, I was fairly new to Facebook at that time. And this individual that I met over there, who was a member of the church, he was on Facebook. We connected and we're still connected. And I've been able to have other friends from Korea as a result of connecting with this individual. Also, friends from India, New Zealand, and Australia. We are able to make friends that otherwise we would never be able to come in contact with if it were not for the World Wide Web and more specifically social media or Facebook, as I am usually going to be referring to here this morning. It creates mediums for Christians also to share the gospel. If you're on Facebook, there is a thing where you can post and it says, "What's on your mind?" We need to be careful with sharing what's on our mind. Amen. But what's on your mind, as Christians, what ought to be on our mind? God and reaching people who are outside of the body of Christ. And I believe that Facebook or even maybe other areas of social media will give us that opportunity to share Christ in ways that otherwise we would not be afforded. We're able to reach people in ways that we could not reach them by train, plane, automobile, or even by telephone. to be able to reach out to a people and to present portions or even large sections of God's Word through mass media is just an amazing tool as I would see it. But also it brings about greater levels of concern for us. Some, in fact, I'm going to take the step and to say most people who use social media, they are not Christians. They're not members of the Lord's church. And if you're like me, you're connected with several hundred or maybe even thousands of people through social media or Facebook. And in that, I've got a lot of people who are on my friends list through Facebook who are not members of the Lord's church. And what is that level of concern that is there sometimes because they're not associated with the body of Christ? Or even if they are, sometimes they're weak members of the body of Christ and they're not living as God ought, as God would have us to live, and that they're sharing things, they're saying things that they should not, must not say. And friends, whenever that's the case, we need to call to their attention, hey, don't be sharing those things to where I can see it or to where my friends would even be able to see those type of things. In that, it reminds us then that we need to be very careful whenever it comes to our friends. We urge our children, and rightfully so, to be careful about choosing friends, and we encourage them to choose friends who are members of the church, those of like precious faith, while they're at school, so that they will have people to hang out with and so that they'll have people to encourage them while they are at school. When we're thinking about the social network, when we're looking at Facebook and things of that nature, we also need to be careful whenever it comes to our friends. We need to watch our friends. To watch who we'll befriend to begin with. But also we need to watch our friends in regard to the things that they are posting. Facebook has a little ditty or tool that says that we can hide somebody. And I like that. We're able to hide somebody and not just necessarily unfriend them. And what we do in hiding them is that we're saying, I don't want to see the things that they're having to say. I still want to have a connection with them to where they can see what I'm saying about Christ and about the church, but I don't want to see the garbage that they're putting out there. And that's cool, I think. But also, there's this thing that we can click that says unfriend. If they get belligerent, if they get to saying or doing things that they should not be doing, and enough is enough, amen? We need to get to that point to where we will unfriend those individuals. Why would we want to unfriend somebody? Friends, even Jesus said that there comes that point in time where you dust your sandals off and you go on. And we need to be realistic and to say that sometimes we may come in contact with people that in reality it's time for us to go on. Now, it's not all negative. We're going to talk about a lot of the negative today, but there are some positives whenever it comes to social media. On Facebook, we have WSOJ as well as our Bible call information out there. And WSOJ is able to be connected, people are able to connect into WSOJ, our local radio station here at East End, throughout the entirety of the world. To me, that's amazing. We have brethren from New Zealand who contact me from time to time and to say that they have connected to WSOJ and they love it. We have brethren from Australia and from Malaysia. And all of those brethren we have met in mission work, at least in part, and then they've shared it abroad to others and made people aware that you're able to access this Brotherhood radio station that has 24-hour, 7 days a week gospel preaching. And to me, that is an amazing tool, not only for us, but friends, also for others. GBN, Gospel Broadcasting Network. Don Blackwell is the director there, and Don Blackwell is doing an excellent job in regard to the things that GBN focuses upon, about preaching and teaching, and people are able to use the internet to connect to this television type of programs. How do they do that? Locally, we are blessed here with BLTV, Ben Lomond Television, to be able to have them broadcast GBN 24 hours, 7 days a week. And many of you all here are able to do that. Universally, though, people can connect into GBN, Gospel Broadcasting Network, if they have a Roku box. Somebody says, what's a Roku box? A Roku box actually connects into your internet and also then into your telephone, or excuse me, into your television, and you can watch a GBN 24 hours, 7 days a week, just as if you were on Ben Lomond television. That's important for me because we don't have Ben Lomond television. We have Charter, and Charter doesn't offer it. But through the Roku, we're able to get GBN. But also then you can go to their website on the World Wide Web and access Gospel Broadcasting Network. One thing that is still relatively new to me. Some people say that I post a lot on Facebook about spiritual matters, and I've had brethren local and abroad say, Kevin, you need to create a blog. And I don't really know still what a blog is. I know our son Trent has a blog. I believe even Sister Blankenship has a blog that they can post to. And what it is that you can share your thoughts. You can develop articles, you can develop even sermon outlines and things, and you can share to this, my understanding is, this website that in a sense belongs to you. And as a result of that, not only can you post to that, people from all over the world are able to come in and to connect to those blogs and see the things that you are sharing. People, brethren, continually, on a regular basis, are posting to their personal blogs. One that I truly love to connect to from time to time is, I can't even read my writing, Apologetics Press. I guess it's not my writing, it's my typing. Apologetics Press. Apologetics Press is a brotherhood, and that's based out of Montgomery, Alabama. And we have Dave Miller, Kyle Butt, and a number of others who are associated with Apologetics Press, and they approach things not only from a biblical standpoint. These men, some of them are paleontologists, some of them have science degrees, even beyond my understanding, and with that, they will not only approach things from a biblical standpoint, they will approach things from a scientific point of view, and we're able to connect to this right over the World Wide Web. You're able to get on and to search and to use and then to share this information even with others. We're also blessed to be able to, through social media and through the World Wide Web, to share brotherhood events. For instance, Fried Hardeman Lectureships. To be able to go to the Fried Hardeman Lectureships is an amazing opportunity to sit and to take in all the lectures. The lectures that take place in Lloyd Auditorium, they are televised not only locally for the people there in the Jackson, Tennessee area to see, they're also televised via the Internet. You can connect to the Internet and get this. One that's coming up, Southeast Institute of Biblical Studies, where I graduated from School of Preaching years ago. Our lectureship is coming up beginning the last Sunday of April. And the lessons that are presented in the auditorium, you can get online through Southeast and see those lectureships. Such a blessing because of the World Wide Web. Social media, though, can also be very addictive. I found it very interesting whenever it comes to Facebook is that there are over 400 million people who have accounts on Facebook. In that would make, if you take all those people and put them together and count them as a nation, that would be the fourth or fifth largest nation in the world. That's just mind-boggling to me to know that there's that many people on Facebook. But then, how many people use Facebook on a regular basis? Some 65 million people. Out of the 400 million plus, some 65 million. In fact, that number, I'm told, is even higher today than when I found the estimates. So 65 million plus are on Facebook on a regular basis. Well, what does that mean? It means that they're either connected at home to Facebook looking at it. It means that they're connected at work. And friends, we need to be very careful if we're connecting at work and wasting our employer's time for those type of things. Or it means maybe they're connected to their handheld device, to their cell phone or things of that nature. Some 65 million people. How much time does people spend on Facebook? The average Facebook user, out of that 65 million, they will have about 130 friends. I think that's a little low, to be honest with you. I'm almost ashamed to tell you today how many I have. I'm not completely sure. It's over 1,000 friends. Most of them are members of the church. Some of them are not. And again, I try to use my Facebook time and account to the glorification of God's name. But this is appalling to me. The time that is spent on Facebook alone is about 55 minutes per day. Friends, that's a lot of time. And in that, it can lead to all kinds of problems if people are not careful. It can indeed hinder us in regard to our home life. It can cause problems in regard to work. And it can rob us of valuable time that we ought to be spending as Christians in service to God in working through the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, whenever it comes to Facebook, we're able to like and to share various things. Liking's easy. It didn't take me long to pick up on that. There's just a little button, and you can just take your little browser and click on like. If you see a picture you like, you can just click like. If you see something that somebody has stated that you agree with, you can just click on like. And whenever you do that, not only do you see that and they see that, everybody else that you're friends with or that they're friends with, they see that you like those things that these individuals are posting. And in that, what are you saying whenever we like on these shares or on these posts? We're saying, I agree with or I'm in line with what it is that you are offering. In that, not only can you like it, you can also share it. That took me a little while to kind of figure out. The share button, and then you can actually make comments and things of that nature. And if you share it, then you're also saying, I agree with whatever it is that I am not only posting for my Facebook site, but I'm posting out there for the entirety of the world to see. Friends, there are some pretty awesome things that are posted to Facebook. Some of you come up with some pretty cool things. Whenever it comes to Facebook, you will say things that are biblical, and I appreciate so much that. You will also just state some positive things to help people to see the positive that this world has to offer. But at the same time, I want to caution us that we need to be very careful whenever it comes to the acronyms that are used from time to time. Whenever Dawn and I were dating, we would send each other letters in the mail. We didn't have Facebook or any of that whenever we were growing up. We would send letters in the mail, and I remember receiving my first letter in the mail from her that had LOL, and it also had OXOXOX. And I thought to myself, what is LOL and OXOXOX? And I asked her, and she says, well, the OXOXOX means hugs and kisses. And I thought, this is awesome. And the LOL meant lots of love. Well, on Facebook, after I had shortly connected to Facebook, I see LOL. Everybody's LOLing everybody. And I thought, lots of love. This is a great site to be on because everybody's wanting to share love with each other. And in that, I saw some things that were posted that was kind of a sad nature, and I saw LOL, and I saw some things that was kind of a sketchy nature, and I saw LOL, and I'm like, why are they saying lots of love on that? So I asked somebody, and this is while we were still living in Pennsylvania, and I said, why would people say lots of love? That's all they ever say with each other. And they said, well, Kevin, that means laugh out loud. I'm like, oh, things change over time, and we've got to be aware, tuned in to the acronyms, the things that meant something one time maybe not doesn't mean the same. There's one thing that I have been seeing of recent, and in fact I had a brother in Christ here tell me what it means, and one of that is, it is LMAO. I've not liked anything with that because, to my knowledge in a way, because I didn't know what it meant. And what that means, and I'm gonna try to be clear, but I'm also going to try to be kind here. It means laughing my backside off. And friends, we don't need to be liking anything like that. Amen? Nor do we need to be commenting anything like that. That is not language for Christians to say, to communicate, nor is it language for us to say, I like that. We shouldn't find those things funny at all. We shouldn't find those things something that we would want to be a part of. We need to be very careful whenever it comes to the media acronyms that are present out here in this social world that we are a part of. Comments, posted comments out of all of our posted comments are out there for the world to see. And not only whenever it comes to Facebook, but that is true whenever it comes to email. That's true whenever it comes to texting. Dawn and I recently got into texting. Miranda and Trent and our daughter-in-law, Amanda, they've been in it for a long time. They said, oh, come on, start texting. I do well to send a text message, let alone these pictures and such that people send. Whenever we send these things, they're out there for the world to see, and they're out there in the cyber world, whatever all that means, without end. And somebody says, well, Kevin, you're not aware of this new thing that's out there, or it's new to me anyway, called Snapchat. And what that means is that you share a picture, it's out there, I understand, for just a few minutes, and then it's gone. Friends, nothing's gone in the World Wide Web just like that. It's out there somewhere, and the devil will use that against you to bring you to your knees, or to bring you out of a service to God, and to bring you to where you will be a follower of Him. Also, I want us to understand that God, as well as employers and kids in like figure, teachers, school administrators, they look to see what's being posted on Facebook. When it comes to God, it will determine our future as to whether or not we will be counted as one of His faithful children here, and then if we will be able to spend eternity in heaven with Him someday. But it also may determine your future in regard to where you are at school, but also then as to your being able to work out in society and to earn a living for yourself or even for your family. You say, Kevin, what are you trying to say? We need to be very careful whenever we are posting or whenever we're dealing with things that have been posted to the World Wide Web. Friends, one thing also I want us to think about today is that images that are posted can be problematic in a number of ways. I believe that there are some pictures that are posted that are indeed good. They're out there for family and friends, and these things can be seen, I believe, for the most part, as a blessing to our lives. In that Taylor sometimes will have pictures on there of Scarlett. Beautiful, young, sweet, little, innocent girl, and we are blessed to be able to have her in our presence whenever we come together, but then also to see some of the cute things she is doing as she's growing. Not only do I find pictures in regard to Scarlett, but also Abe and Kendall. In that I find where the grandparents, they say that there's nothing better than being a grandparent. In fact, I've had grandparents say that we need to be grandparents before we're parents. I don't think that's possible. But in that, the grandparents are so pleased and proud of what the grandkids are doing, and they'll share those pictures. And I just find that just amazing, just so encouraging to see what these little wee tads are doing as they are growing in life. From time to time, Mom will post pictures of Ava. And to see what Ava's doing in the midst of the week is just a blessing as well. And others, you're posting those pictures, and again, I'm not saying that, not trying to discourage. In fact, I think that those are good, but I also want us to think about some other things. Posting photos of others should be done with permission. Why is that? Sometimes they have gone to a professional photographer, and that professional photographer maybe has not given them permission to share a picture, and they've shared that. That's wrong within itself. Or if they've shared something, even that a photographer has given them the right to share, if they're sharing that, that doesn't give us the right to share. So therefore, we need to get permission from those individuals. Or maybe it's something dealing with their personal life, and we've been with this individual, and we've taken that picture. It's an embarrassing moment, and we can't wait to get it on Facebook or somewhere. Maybe we need to consult with them. They may not be a friend very long if we share things like that. So we need to get permission, I believe, before we share photos. But what about selfies? It took me a while to understand what selfies were. And that's where you take the phone. These phones not only take pictures that way, but I've learned about 8 or 9 months ago, you can actually push a button and it'll flip the camera to where it'll take a picture and you're just looking at it. And it'll take a picture of yourself, And in that, you can share to Facebook or other places, I guess. And in that, why are we sharing selfies? Sometimes it may come across as if we're kind of full of ourselves. It might come across as if we're a little arrogant, conceited, boastful. So we've got to be very careful whenever it comes to sharing selfies of ourselves, if you would. And not all. I know everybody wants a profile picture and things of that nature. That's well and good. But still at the same time, why are you taking pictures of yourself and why are you sharing it with the world for the world to see? Things that we need to think about. But friends, from time to time, and this really and truly agitates me, as a gospel preacher, as a Christian, but also as an elder of the body of Christ, posting immodest shots is totally inappropriate. There's never an appropriate time to post an inappropriate picture. Never. And it irks me to see some of these ladies who will take these selfies of themselves and seemingly, and I hope and pray that this is not the case, but seemingly it's as if they take the picture with just enough to where they can show their cleavage. And friends, that is ungodly. Crop it out. Show just your face. Or don't show it at all. It's never appropriate to show an inappropriate picture. Why? Because it causes lust. It causes people to say and to do things that they cannot, must not do as Christians. And it comes back on us if we participate in this type of ungodliness. Friends, also, I want to make us aware today, as we look in regard to social media or even Facebook, is that posting pics may also place a person in danger. I don't think that it was this week, but 2 weeks ago, that the media came out and said that some of our military and their families, there has been a breach in some of their details concerning where they live, pictures of them, and things of that nature. And in fact, I believe it was some 100, maybe plus, military families, and the government now has confirmed, is my understanding, confirmed that indeed the threat is real. ISIS, Islam, has told others of that persuasion here in the United States, go to this address and attack this military person and his family. Kill them. On their own soil, on their own ground. And whatever, what I have read anyway in regard to that breach, it's not a breach in government material, information, rather it came through Facebook and other social media sites where these individuals had posted pictures of themselves, where they posted their address, phone numbers, and things of that nature, and hence they just opened the door, not only for their friends to see, but for the entirety of the world to see. Not only do they have their address, the phone number, but they have pictures to see what these people look like. Posting pictures can place people in danger. Social media. You say, Kevin, what are you trying to say? Friends, as Christians, we need to be Christ-like in our daily activities, even whenever it comes to the World Wide Web. Wonderful tool that God has given us, I believe. And we need to respect it, and we need to use it to the glory of God, and not to our detriment, nor also to bring shame upon the body of Christ. Today, are you a member of the Lord's Church? Have you been baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sins? Why not? Why not do that today while you have that opportunity, while we are assembled together? If you're here and you are a member of the church, but you've fallen by the wayside, we also want to extend the Lord's invitation to you.